This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift asked her fans not to cyberbully her ex-boyfriend John Mayer ahead of the re-release of Speak Now, the album she put out in 2010 after their breakup. The All Too Well singer then requested that her passionate fan base extend kindness and gentleness when she releases Speak Now, Taylor's version, on July 7th. Mayer said, "Phew." Ryan Seacrest has been named as the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Once Pat Sajak retires next year, Seacrest will take over. Meanwhile, co-host and letter-turner Vanna White had said she may want to stay on. Sajak reportedly had been making five times more than White's $3 million annual salary, which brings to mind these letters. F-U, P-A-T. Singer Pink is used to fans throwing gifts on stage, but at her recent London show, she was gifted something new. Pink noticed that a fan threw a small clear bag of ashes on stage, which she picked up and asked, "Is this your mom?" To which the fan responded, "Yes." Pink then gently placed the bag down and said, "I don't know how I feel about that." We do. Weird. Rihanna is going to have a lighter workload. Yep, the Love on the Brain singer, 35, announced that she's stepping down as CEO of her Savage X Fenty lingerie brand after holding the position for 5 years. She's pregnant with her second child and will focus on that for the foreseeable future. Oh, and babying ASAP Rocky, too. Kim Kardashian tweeted from the set of American Horror Story, and supporters of the Writers Guild of America were not happy. The reality star was slammed on social media when she asked her followers what they were all up to during her time between shots. A comedy writer replied that he had been striking in support of his union. Yes, like she should be.
Dead or alive?
Actor Corey Haim starred in several successful Hollywood movies in the 1980s, including The Lost Boys alongside Kiefer Sutherland, License to Drive, and Lucas. Dead or alive? Dead. Haim battled substance abuse after his career slowed down, and he died at the age of 38 in 2010. Aww. It's the biggest mystery in Hollywood. Where is Jamie Foxx? The 55-year-old Oscar winner has been MIA since he suffered a medical complication while filming the Netflix action comedy Back in Action in April. There's been little news since then, with the family asking for privacy, which the family has received too much of. Where's Waldo? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are being pressured at Netflix because they're on the verge of losing millions unless they make changes. Oh boy. Netflix honchos have told the ex-royal couple to make better content or risk not getting the rest of their 100 million plus contract, which they've already received about half. Evidently, they're a royal pain. Margot Robbie wore a totally pink outfit for a press event in LA to promote the release of Barbie. She continued her perfect track record of dressing in character while promoting her latest project. Robbie, 32, posed in a custom pink polka dot Valentino mini dress inspired by one of the Mattel toys' own outfits. The rest of the cast in attendance wore clothes.
Idiot of the Week!
Bam Margera left a detox center early and headed to the worst place for a recovering drug addict, Las Vegas. The Jackass alum had been getting help at the Odom Wellness Center in San Diego, founded by former LA Lakers star Lamar Odom. In fact, Margera had even stayed at Odom's home in Calabasas. Margera is a jackass and idiot. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker posted a rock and roll gender reveal on social media with a burst of blue confetti indicating that they're expecting a baby boy. Their video of the reveal showed the pregnant reality star sitting on Barker's lap. Barker asked where their pyro guy was. Of course, can't have a gender reveal party without fireworks. People. Rina Sawayama called out the 1975's Matty Healy, former boyfriend of Taylor Swift, during her set at the Glastonbury Festival. Before performing STFU, she announced, quote, "This goes out to a white man that watches ghetto gaggers and mocks Asian people on a podcast. I've had enough," unquote. Yep, Healy needs to STFU. John Hamm and Anna Osceola got married at Anderson Canyon in Big Sur, California, the same place where the Mad Men finale filmed. Yep, they met on the set of Mad Men in 2015. The couple's walk-up song was the theme to the 1967 James Bond film, You Only Live Twice. Hopefully, they'll only marry once. Guns N' Roses headlined Glastonbury, and reviews like this one were not kind. It read, quote, "You Could Be Mine sounds like it's being mauled by a pack of wild cats, and Axel lands such relentless hammer blows to the skull of Wings' Live and Let Die that Let Die becomes the kindest option," unquote. Uh-huh. Ouch.
The Trash Bin.
Lil Uzi Vert and his City Girls girlfriend JT got into a heated argument during the BET Awards, and Ice Spice may have been to blame. Video circulated of JT whacking Uzi Vert with her phone multiple times, accusing him of being a groupie. During his performance, Vert had compared JT to Ice Spice, saying she looked like her. Oops.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's new product plans include the new Apple Watch Ultra with the iPhone 15 this fall. President Biden announced a $42 billion high-speed internet initiative to ensure every American has access to high-speed internet by 2030. Americans expect to need nearly $1.3 million to retire comfortably, a new study says. Yeah. Good luck!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time for the 15th week.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Outlive by Peter Attia with Bill Gifford is the top nonfiction book.
Grammy Award-winning rapper-singer Doja Cat has announced that she's set to embark on a 2023 North American tour this fall. Doja Cat will be joined by Song of the Summer contender Ice Spice and up-and-coming rapper Dochi as they open on select dates of her 24-date run. The Scarlet Tour kicks off on Halloween night in San Francisco and runs through December 13th with a final show scheduled in Chicago. The tour will hit most major cities in the U.S. as well as Toronto in Canada. The announcement arrives a week after Doja Cat released a new single, a fiery track which we love. Here's Doja Cat with the Song of the Week. Attention.
I never learned a superstar from a textbook. Talking about she falling off, why she get booked, man. I've been humble, I'm tired of all the deprecation. Just let me flex, bruh, just let me pop. Why she think she Nicki M, she think she has. I never gave a F, go stir the pot. I got your head all in the dirt just like an ostrich. Of course you compare me Doja to who the hottest.
Baby, if you like it, just reach out and play it.
Was Doja Cat with the Song of the Week. Attention. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.